Words appear. Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Presents This Accessible Life with Victor Marquez. Starring Victor Marquez. And Victor Gouveia announcing. The Blind Perspective Network. Sponsored by VIP Tech. Welcome to This Accessible Life with Victor Marquez, the show where Victor Marquez shows you how he lives his most accessible life. I am your announcer, Victor Gouveia. Remember, if you like what you're about to hear, activate the like button and share it with your friends and family, especially if you think they can benefit from anything that's said here, and subscribe, activating the notification bell so you know when we go live or upload a new video. We also stream on our Facebook page, Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway, and on Twitter, at Blind Whose. Alternatively, if you don't like live streams, you can always benefit from podcasts. Whether you have an Apple device, a Google device, a Windows device, or even an Amazon device. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. And if you have a Victor line of players, go into the podcast section and do a search for Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway, and you'll find our episodes there as well. If you would like a copy of this episode on audio or video, or any episode broadcast on the network, send us an email, whoseblindlifeisitanyway@gmail.com, and we will send you out a folder link on Dropbox that houses all the episodes we broadcast on the network. On this episode of This Accessible Life, Victor Marquez continues his demonstration of the Mantis Q40 Braille display. Where last week Victor concentrated on the Mantis Q40's library mode, that feature is utterly useless if you aren't able to get books to read in the library mode. On this episode, Victor concentrates on the Mantis Q40's file manager, how best to manipulate files, and how best to use the file manager to your advantage. And now your host, Victor Marquez.
This is Victor Marquez at This Accessible Life on YouTube and thisaccessiblelife.com. I'd like to thank you for checking out this next video in the series for the APH Mantis Q40. The next lesson we will be looking at for the Mantis Q40 will be the File Manager. It says File Manager on the main menu, and when we hit Enter, we are taken to that function of the device. Now, the File Manager allows you to explore all the files that are on your thumb drive, your SD card, the internal memory. Anything that is connected to the device will show up. When you are in the file manager, it allows you to rename files, move or copy them, delete, and organize. You can create subfolders in here and move files around. So it depends on your needs. This is just another way to access the file structure of the device without having to rely on taking an SD card out of the device or taking the USB drive out and putting it into a computer to manipulate files. That may still be easier, but you can do all those functions on here in the file manager. One thing you will need to know is that a full Braille cell, dots 1 to 8, all 8 dots, indicates that what is being displayed is a folder. If it doesn't have that, then it is a file. So when I went into the file manager, I have a folder called Books. I've got a full Braille cell and Books. And you can use your previous or next and your up or down, either way, to navigate through these. Going down, I've got Documents. I also have Online Books. And next I have Release Notes. Then I've got thisaccessiblelife.txt. It's the file that I've created for myself. And Victor's task list. And Zoom lesson planning. So I've got a number of files here that I've been working on myself. And when you reach the bottom of your list, it will say back. And cycling through to the top again, you have the folders, which are displayed first. If you go into a folder, you can hit enter to open a folder. It says empty on this folder. To escape back to the previous level, you'll hit escape. And that's how you navigate your files. To change your drive that you are viewing currently, you'll hit Control D. And your options are storage, SD, and that's all. So storage is your internal, SD is the SD card. And if I had a USB drive connected, it would say USB as well. I don't. So if I wanted to switch to what's on my SD card, I can just go to SD and press enter. In this case, I've got a folder called System Volume Information and back, and that's it. I've got nothing on my SD card at the moment. Sometimes it's useful to know information about the file that you are currently working with. So once you have a file shown on the display, if we hit Control I, then it will show file information. The information that appears is the name, that it shows the path, so it tells you on which drive it is located and where in the folder structure. We have type. In this case, it is a text file. And next, we have size. Gives you the size of the file. And modified. Gives you the date that it was last modified. Attributes. So it can tell you if it is readable, writable, or only one of those. In this case, it is both. And then back. So it gives you some very useful information that you would easily find in Mac or Windows, but you can also find it on this device with the files that are stored either in the storage or on the SD card or USB. Let's go back out of here. The next thing we're going to look at is quickly jumping to the path for this file. So if we hit Control W from here, it will show us that path. It will say storage, and that's where this file is located on the main storage directory. If it was within subfolders, it would list those subfolders out here. So very useful information if you have a file open but you don't know where it is saved or how to find it again. The next thing we'll do is search. Like many other areas of this device, Control F will allow you to search. It will pop up a search box, type up a little bit of the title, and it will present a list of results for you to choose from. If you already have a search started, you can hit F3 or Shift F3 to go to the next or previous occurrence of that search result. The next thing we will do in the file manager is sort. Control Shift V is your control key for sorting. Let's hit that now. You have the option to sort by name, by size, by date, and by file type. Next option is close, and it will recycle to the top. So you can choose which sort order you would like. If you choose by name, then folders are at the top, and it's listed in alphabetical order, starting with A going through Z. If you choose it again a second time, it will reverse that, so you can have files starting with Z and going through A. Same with the date. If you choose date as your option, it will sort from newest to oldest, and reversing will sort from oldest to newest. So that is how you choose the order and which sort you would like to occur on the files being displayed in every directory that you open. Next, let's go to creating a new folder. Creating a new folder is very simple. It is Control N, And I will show you the context menu way to do this as well shortly, but the shortcut key is Control N. It will pop up a new folder screen with a text box, and you can type the title. We will say test folder, as I will demonstrate that soon. It does not show up right away because it's displaying things in alphabetical order, but if I continue on down, I've got books, documents, online, and then I've got release notes folder, and then now I've got test folder. All right. Now, if we want to rename, the shortcut for renaming is F2, much like it is in Windows. You hit F2 and you have a rename box. The current title is there. You can edit that, and once you press enter, it is renamed. Or you can hit escape to not make any changes. Now, to perform functions on files or folders, you'll need to first select them. To select them, you're going to hit Control A to select everything, or Control Enter to select the currently displayed file or folder. So let's go to our test folder that we just created. I'm going to hit Control Enter, and you will see that it is now underlined with .7.8. It's highlighted. You can move to another folder or file and repeat that, and select all the files that you want to manipulate in that way. You do not lose that highlight unless you go back to it and press the Control Enter again, where it is unhighlighted now. So just, it's a toggle. You'll need to toggle the highlight for every item that you want to manipulate. Once you've highlighted, you can use your typical editing keys that you would normally use in Windows and here on this device as well. Control X to cut, Control C to copy, Control V to paste in a new location, and the delete key will delete that file or folder completely. In this case, I'm going to hit delete on this highlighted test folder and see what happens. We have a menu saying confirm delete. If I were to move up or down or press previous or next, I see the options are okay or cancel. I'm going to hit okay, and it says deleted. The last thing I'm going to talk about in this file manager is the context menu. We have performed all of the functions that are available in the context menu already using shortcut keys, but if you don't remember what the shortcut key is or you prefer to do it this way, you can have a second way of accessing all these file management tools. Hit Control M to get to the context menu, and our first option is mark/unmark, and it says the shortcut key is Control Enter. The file that is currently displayed before you hit the context key, Control M, will be toggled selected or unselected when you use this option. So this is just another way of doing that Control Enter shortcut on a file to highlight it or unhighlight. You can go through the context menu and perform that same feature here. Let's go down or next, and we see that the next option is mark, unmark, all, Control A. As I mentioned earlier, Control A or this feature will highlight all the files in a folder and all the folders underneath that folder. And this is useful if you want to move all of these things to a new location, for example, or delete them all, or whatever the case may be. You can manipulate all the items that are being displayed in that current folder. Next, our next option is open. You can simply go to a file and hit enter to open it, but if you feel so inclined, you can open this context menu with Control M and choose the open feature to open that file in an editor or in the library to read. Your next option is info. It says the shortcut is Control I. I've already demonstrated the file information. Once you have a file name displayed, you can hit Control I, or you can go into this context menu and choose file info to display the details of that file, including the size, the date that was modified, the attributes, etc. Rename, and it says the shortcut is F2. We've already done that as well. You can rename a file through this context menu or by hitting F2. Delete is the next option. It says that the shortcut key is delete, so that is useful to know. Next we have copy, Control C. If you are in a file and it is highlighted, remember it has to be highlighted, then you can hit Control C, or you can come to this context menu and hit copy. If the file is not highlighted, it will not work. We've got cut, Control X, paste, control V. We have new folder, control N. And search, control F. Sort, control shift V. And where am I? Control W, that gives you the path. Select drive, control D. And eject media, control function E. I haven't talked about that one before, but this is much like Windows, where you want to eject a drive safely so that if something is being saved or written to that drive, it is finished before the drive is allowed to be removed. Next and last option here is go to parent. So that goes to your previous directory, which you can also accomplish by hitting escape. And that is all that there is for the file manager. This is Victor at This Accessible Life, and if you've enjoyed this video, I'd like to thank you for watching. Please like the video, hit the bell to subscribe, and feel free to contact me if you have any questions. My email is therealvictormarquez@gmail.com, or you can reach me through thisaccessiblelife.com. I offer consultation services, Braille transcription, and accessibility testing. I'm here to help you live your most accessible life.
Catch This Accessible Life every Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? If you wish to contact Victor Marquez, please do so at The Real Victor Marquez, therealvictormarquez @gmail.com, or look for This Accessible Life website coming soon. I hope you enjoyed it.